So many of you may not have seen them, but caracals are abundant in South Africa and an integral part of the country's biodiversity. They've not had a very good time as of late in the Cape Peninsula area, though, because about 70 have died as a result of humans. That is as a result of vehicle collisions, poaching, dog attacks, and indeed fires as well. And the various environmentalists that are dealing with this issue warn of not only a declining caracal population, but of course also knock-on effects to the overall biodiversity in that part of South Africa. Project coordinator at the Urban Caracal Project, Dr. Laurel Sarais. I hope I got your name right there, Doctor. Why are we seeing this sort of spike in caracal mortality?
So thanks for having me on the show. I just want to clarify that the mortalities that we have documented have been since 2015. So it hasn't been a sudden spike in 70 deaths of caracals, but rather, you know, an accumulation over time that we've documented. But you are correct that the last couple weeks have been a bad week for caracals in the Cape Peninsula in particular. Three that were hit by a car, hit by cars on Okapsag alone, 3 days in a row last week, and another on Glen Ken, and there was one that was poached in the North Wetlands, and we're not really sure why there's been a spike. It's probably just chance that we've been able to document all these mortalities, but you know, it is a concern given that we think that the Cape Peninsula population itself is only approximately 50 to 70 individuals. And so you can think of it as last week with the roadkill that we documented, that's potentially 10% of the population that we were able to collect in 1 week.
So with caracals being nocturnal and along with that being highly secretive and difficult to observe, I for myself love you know, getting out into South Africa's nature as often as possible. I've never come across a caracal. So some people may hear of this and see, well, you know, out of sight, out of mind. So what if the caracal population is declining?
Yeah, so this is something that I discuss quite frequently with the general public. So, you know, there's different ideas that predators, apex predators, and ecosystems play a key role in maintaining ecosystem function and stability. And, you know, we have the biodiversity hotspot here in the Cape Peninsula. And so it's possible that caracals play a vital role in maintaining biodiversity locally. But as well, there's been a number of studies that have shown that there's links between a feeling of well-being in humans and closeness with nature. And I think a lot of Capetonians really value caracals in particular because they represent, you know, the wildness and animals that once roamed here and how much we've impacted the system that there are still predators that survive is pretty amazing.
So then break it down for us then, Doctor. When you say it's going to affect the biodiversity and indeed the ecosystem in and around the Cape Peninsula, caracals are extremely widespread. If we're having a look at the map of their distribution, they go through all the way of Southern Africa up to the East Coast and even into some parts of the Middle East, according to the documents that I've seen. What could we see if, you know, for instance, say caracals disappear completely? Would we see an increase, what, in the rodent population? We see you know, various other animal populations you know, overrunning the Cape Peninsula, perhaps?
That's sort of the idea. It's really hard to actually get out in nature and document these trends. There's so many different complicating factors, but we know that caracals locally, they primarily prey on rodent species. And so it's possible, you know, that they do play an important role in maintaining the rodent numbers, but that's sort of just a bit of scientific speculation. And overall, we just feel like by studying the caracal, we're able to learn actually more about just general trends in wildlife. So if the caracal, we discover that it's exposed to rat poisons, as we have recently revealed with a study that we published, then it's likely that many other species in the ecosystem are also exposed. And so caracals act more as an indicator of ecosystem health and inform us of what factors are threatening the conservation of wildlife generally.
And last but not least, Dr. Laurel, how can people get involved? How can people find out not only more about the caracal, but also get involved in its protection?
So we have a website, the urbancaracal.org website, and we have a lot of information about how people can help us, and that includes reporting sightings. We have an online report form that we've been collecting data for when people just had the opportunity to see a caracal. It only takes about 30 seconds to fill out. As well, if people can call and report roadkill caracals, those caracals that we're able to collect tell us a lot about threats to the local population. And our phone number is 079-837-8814 to report those roadkill. And then we also need project support, which there's more information on our website as well. But we are trying to raise funds to test for pesticide exposure, test for disease exposure, and assess the genetic health of the population. And all of that testing relies on the contributions made by the general public and local funding bodies.
Dr.
So that is a really excellent way to support local caracals.